I'm Florence from Dry Cleaning.
And I'm Lewis from Dry Cleaning. And we're taking over Pop Filter this week.
An old boyfriend of mine played it to me. I always think that's the best thing you get left over from old relationships, like when you've kind of managed to steal someone's music taste or just the recommendations people give you. It's quite a nice thing to hold on to, even if the relationship is a smoking ruin. you can still enjoy the things that they recommended to you. So yeah, that's how I found that. Lemon pies and butterflies, yellow submarines, corn on the cob and tangerines. This song is called I Like Yellow Things. It's by Bobby Blake. Really, this is a recommendation of the whole album, which is called Do You Know the Difference Between Big Wood and Brush? The American Song Poem Anthology. That's what the album is called. And I was reading a bit more about this. And actually, it's basically the story of a scam. It's like these song poem companies used to put out ads in the back of newspapers or all kinds of periodicals saying, you know, are you an aspiring lyricist? Inviting people to send in their writing. And then they would record a song based on the lyrics that were sent in, using like session musicians, and then press a certain number of copies of the song and sell it back to the person, pretending that they were going to sort of market it to the music industry. But then obviously they just did nothing with it. It was basically to get money from people who kind of with dreams, I suppose, you know, of being writers.
That's so cruel.
Yeah. And it's a compilation of like the most bizarre / best examples of these songs.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about the way smooth music goes. Takes time, I think, day by day. I want you to relax. Just listen to what I say. La, 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 I'm the maker. I'm the maker. I'm the maker. Oh, yeah. Of smooth music.
And some of them are truly bizarre, obscene, and all kinds of things. You know, like, yeah, you can't even imagine really the content of some of the songs. They're just so strange.
Hear the ambulance coming on a call. You'll soon be rushing down the hall. They'll view x-rays all for your sake. They'll soon find out just what makes you ache. Nurses all bringing on the pills, helping you cure your ills. Everyone's working hard.
But this is a nice cheery one called I Like Yellow Things, which is basically just a sort of a list of yellow things that bring joy to the person who's written the song.
Yellow tulips,
obviously, there's a certain sort of ironic enjoyment of the song. But at the same time, it moves me a lot to think about the person that wrote it, because there's an innocence to this song in particular. And yeah, you can imagine who might have written it. It could almost be anyone.
So it's not the person who wrote the song, it's just their lyrics. They're not performing it vocally.
They're not.
It's like a session vocalist as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So they've just sent it in as words and then it's been turned into a song.
I wonder how many they did, like a day. Do you reckon they were like doing like 100 a day?
It sounds
like just 20 a day.
The players sound like they're playing it for the first time.
Yeah,
they all really sound like they're just muddling along, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon they were really cranking them out. But
a lot of great music's been made that way, though. A lot of Motown was like that.
Right.
Yeah. Just going through it. So another great song.
It's kind of, yeah, it's sort of sad, but also kind of lovely at the same time. I don't know. Maybe some of the people were really pleased to hear their songs.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like,
true.
Maybe that was enough. I don't know.
Well, it's being played now. This song wouldn't be in the world if it wasn't down to those scam artists.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I seem to remember it's got a pretty good bass line.
I'm sold.
At least a very dynamic one. Seems to go all over the place. I sent it to our friend Jamie from the band Woos, who genuinely does love yellow things.
He kind of only dresses in yellow.
Yeah.
He's got yellow hair.
Yeah.
They've
got a yellow rehearsal space.
It's very yellow.
He'd never heard it.
Wow. So that's surprising.
Yeah, I felt pretty pleased with myself sending it.
Well done.
I Like Yellow Things, ein Song aus der Compilation The American Song Poem Anthology. Und mit dieser musikalischen Perle geht die Takeover-Woche von Dry Cleaning erstmal zu Ende. Ihr könnt natürlich alle Folgen dieser Woche nachhören. Den Podcast findet ihr überall dort, wo es Podcasts gibt. Und wenn ihr schon da seid, dann lasst doch direkt eine Bewertung da. Ich würde mich sehr freuen. Und wenn ihr auch in Zukunft keine Folge verpassen wollt, dann abonniert doch einfach gleich den Popfilter. Ich sage Tschüss, mein Name ist Jesse Hughes. Ciao und bis morgen.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.